Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
More than 44 million Americans own firearms. And if you have a household or you know of a household that owns a firearm, you have every reason to be afraid of letting your children be in that home. My guest is Dr. Allison Tothy. She is the Section Chief and Medical Director of Pediatric Emergency Medicine at the University of Chicago Comer Children's Hospital. So, Dr. Tothy, gun safety. All over the country, it's starting to be legal to carry concealed carry. I am terrified of guns. I have no qualms about saying it. I don't want my children in houses with guns. Tell us about gun safety. What do we do if our children tell us that they were at a house where there's a gun? And how do we explain all of this to our children and keep them safe?
It's really, really tricky. I think that really good education with your kids starting at a very young age about what to do if they hear of a gun in a house, if they find a gun in a house, or if their friends are talking about playing with guns or bringing guns to school, any of those things. I think early education that's age appropriate is very, very important. As you know, a child as young as 3 years of age has the strength to pull a trigger in a gun, and kids, from the minute they start crawling at 6 months, they are curious, and they get into everything, and it's our job to keep them safe.
Well, there was quite a frightening Diane Sawyer where they had children. They told them not to touch guns.
Yeah.
These kids found guns in their toy box that they were playing, and the camera watched as they picked it up and pointed the gun at themselves. So kids are naturally curious. They're not always going to listen to what we tell them. They want to see what's going on. And isn't it true, Dr. Tothy, you're a pediatric emergency medicine doctor, that a home is more likely to have one of the people in it shot with a gun than it is to be, to use against a burglar?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the majority of our patients that we see that have accidental or unintentional gunshot injuries are kids that just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, and they found a gun that was left out, or they were curious and they played with a gun. And it doesn't have anything to do with crime often. It's just that those kids happen to be curious and found the gun.
What's your best advice for safety and for if our children tell us that they've been in a home with a gun? Do we call up the parents? You're a pediatrician. What do? Do we call up those parents and say, I don't want my child in your house anymore? Or what do we do?
It's really tricky. I mean, I think the first thing is that the best thing is to choose not to have a gun in your home. But that's the best thing to keep your child safe at your house. But we recognize that is not always the case. And if you're not able to do that, then you need to put everything in place to protect your child and the rest of your family and anyone else that comes in from accessing that gun. And that means securely locking your gun separate from the ammunition, locking up the ammunition as well. And putting it under a pile of sweaters in a drawer is not locking up your gun. That's hiding your gun. And think of how often your kids find a birthday present or a Christmas present that you think you hid. We can be really good hiders, but kids find everything. So this is putting it in a gun safe, truly locking it up every single time, so that it is away from curious eyes, is what's going to keep that house safer if you choose to have a gun in your house.
What about the people who say, well, if I lock it up, it's not going to be available in case somebody breaks into my home?
True. We as pediatricians try to encourage our families to keep their kids safe, and it is clear that in households that have guns have a higher rate of gun-related injuries versus households that don't. And we just try to convince to the best we can, and we try to help families pick and choose and weigh the risks versus benefits of where that gun is available.
There's a new app on the market, and since everybody's so into apps, that lets people anonymously mark the locations of homes and businesses with unsafe guns and gun owners. What do you think about something like that for parents, if their kids come home and say there was a gun and they didn't even have it locked up, to use one of these kind of things and go on and sort of mark this house as one of those?
I'm not sure. It's fine. I'm not sure that that really solves your problem. I think the bigger challenge is, what do you do with your child? How do you talk to your child about that? What do you do about that? I think the first thing that you would want to do in that situation, if as a parent, is say, thank you so much for telling me that. I'm so glad you're safe. Thank you. You thank your child and you tell them what a good job they did, that they didn't touch it and that they left and that they told an adult. And you reinforce all the positive things that the child did. The next step is deciding whether or not you feel comfortable as a parent having your child back in that house with a gun, in the house. And there's no 100% right or wrong answer, and every parent and family has to decide for themselves what fits for them. But there is really good evidence out there that says that kids that are around guns are very, very curious, and they often get hurt. And they don't mean to hurt anyone. It's not this malicious intent of firing a gun at someone. It's the curiosity.
And also on the healthychildren.org website, it says the risk of suicide is five times more likely if a gun is kept in the home. And what that says to me, Dr. Tothe, is that what could seem an innocent emotional problem with a teenager can become a permanent solution so much more easily if there's a gun in the home, rather than them trying to take pills or do something else that would send attention. A gun just finishes the job pretty quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. It's no pun intended, bang for your buck, the most violent and damaging of the choices that you might have. And it's not like in the movies or TV where you get up, someone gets up afterwards. It's real.
It is so absolutely terrifying. So in the last minute and a half, please give us your best advice for gun safety, keeping our children safe, because that is what it's about. That's what this show is, Healthy Children. Give us your best advice as a pediatric emergency physician in keeping our children safe around guns.
So my first statement is, what I led with, which is, tried not to have a gun in the house at all. And if that is a necessity, and if you do, then please make sure that they are locked up separate from the ammunition and your children do not have access to it. And then also you need to protect your children when they go to other houses and other people's, for play dates. And you need to ask those parents if they have a gun in the house. And if the answer is yes, then you need to ask all those same questions. How do you keep it safe? What do you do with it? And then if you're okay with those answers, then you need to either decide, are you going to let your child go on that play date at that house? Are you going to have that kid over at your house instead? And you have to make a decision that's best for your family and your child.
That's certainly the truth. And as parents, we have to make that decision. But the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that we do not have guns in our homes. And remember that a gun kept in the home is far more likely to kill someone known to the family than to kill or injure a household member, than to kill or injure an intruder. So these are real serious statistics and something that we absolutely have to think about. It's all about keeping our children safe. You're listening to Healthy Children, and our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their website, healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.